We'll spend today, David, talking with Jay Cook. Now, you may remember him when he first came to WFIL in the pop explosion as our midday boss jock. But he was destined for bigger and better things almost immediately when he was promoted to program director. He was the guiding force, if you will, behind the WFIL success years. Still, there were days when Jay Cook just couldn't resist getting back behind the mic.
Hey! Jay Cook! Famous 56 WFIL.
It's over at Jerry Hill Park. That's Billy Joe Royal at WFIL, the 2:33 computer quiz time.
Jay, you are one who sure remembers those good old days, but the question is, do you think they'll ever come back?
I expect, and I've talked to most of the other guys over from time to time about the years we spent in Philadelphia. We don't ever expect to duplicate that experience again. That's probably my fondest memories in my broadcast career, and frankly, I don't ever expect that kind of experience again, and that's okay, because it'll always be a special place.
No question about that, but Jay, don't blame us for trying to bring back those wonderful days in this year of 1984. Later this morning, we'll look at Jay's fondest memories from his time at the helm of WFIL. Jay Cook, the man who behind the scenes made WFIL, is now making his mark in the Gannett radio chain, where he is vice president for broadcast operations. He also doubles as general manager of WIQI, a top 40 station in Tampa, Florida. It's safe to say, ladies and gentlemen, that many of the ideas he used to make WFIL a giant in the broadcast industry are now in use in the Sunshine State. Still, Jay, I remember one year, our current GM, Mr. Bruce Holberg, was programming WIP. If you remember, he tried to upstage you that year with the balloon race from the foot of the Art Museum. Now, we were using the line, "I love you, Philadelphia."
Bruce thought it'd be funny if he had an airplane carrying a banner to circle the area saying, "Philadelphia loves WIP," which was not a bad idea. Only one thing went wrong. When the plane flew over the area, the banner was not only upside down, but it was backwards.
Very creative, Bruce. Jay, rest assured, Bruce learned his lesson from that occasion and is now running a steady ship here at WFIL.